had an outstanding performance here tonight. They got a little bit of penalty trouble, little problems with the three power play goals tonight, but we're joined now by the assistant coach, Dave Sensor, down inside the Bulldog Hockey locker room. Dave, your thoughts on the competition?
Well, I'm exceptionally proud of our guys tonight. We played very, very, very well. And, you know, the score didn't reflect it, but after last night, you know, we definitely had some things we had to fix. And tonight, I just so real proud of our guys. They came out, they battled, they never quit, even when things were against them. And, you know, we really, really played well. And if we can do that night after night, we're going to be just fine.
Ferris State unable to get the victories both nights, but I want to talk about the resiliency of this hockey club. All season long, Bulldogs have been down a goal or two, and they've come back and either tied or won the game. Up until last night when Ferris State received their first loss in the middle of January in conference play. That's something to say in and of itself. But the Bulldogs were down twice last night by two goals. They were able to come back and score both times and bring it within one, but couldn't get over the verge. Here tonight, down again, come back, tie it, down again, come back, tie it, and this time another power play goal messed them up for the 4-3 victory for Minnesota State. But the good thing about this hockey team, I want to see if you agree with this, is that when Ferris State gets down, they don't quit, and there's always still a fight inside them that allows them to come back and at least tie the game.
Absolutely, and that's something that's really special about this team, Dom. There's incredible resiliency. Like you said, they never quit. They always battle. They always believe, too. They never stop believing we're going to win. And, you know, guys go out. They work hard shift after shift, no matter what the score is. You know, it's the same game for us, I think, when we're playing well, at least. If we're down a goal, up a goal, down two goals, whatever. So, again, just really proud of the way the guys played tonight, and that was awesome. If we can do that night after night, we're going to be just fine.
I know every establishment back in Big Rapids had this game on television, as well as a few watch parties in the residence halls on the Ferris State University campus, and a few tweets in came during the game saying that, wow, that was the closest you will ever see a line brawling Division I college hockey. Would you agree with that here tonight on that ice with all five guys having five guys and C.J. Mott in the mix as well, the Ferris State netminder?
Yeah, it was definitely interesting, and you know, we'll have to wait and see how that all sorts out. You know, it was a unique situation, and can't say I quite agree with everything that happened there, but it is what it is, and we'll just have to move forward now.
Let's look at Michigan Tech. What do you obviously, we played them last weekend. Ferris State swept Michigan Tech last week before back-to-back sellout crowds in Big Rapids. Now we're going to their arena. Haven't been there since the 90s, first time in conference play. What is Ferris State gonna have to bring to get the victory that first Friday night?
It's going to have to be a performance exactly like tonight. You know, if we play like we did tonight, we're going to be just fine. And, yeah. And you know, we saw them last weekend, and we know exactly how good of a team they are now. And, again, you know, it's a unique situation going up to that building. We're another building that we know is tough to play in, but we haven't been in, and it's going to be a new experience for us and for our guys. So I think we're all excited about it. And it's going to be, you know, hey, turn around, get home. Get right back on the road and do it again. So, you know, I like this team, though, because, you know, they welcome these kind of challenges. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a hostile environment. And, you know, if we play like we did tonight, we're going to be just fine.
What's the schedule for this week? We have 11 or 12-hour bus trip. We get back around noon to 1 p.m. on Sunday. Do the guys get the day off Sunday, or do they get it off Monday? What is the schedule going to be?
We haven't really talked too much about it yet, but we'll definitely take tomorrow off once we, you know, get home. Guys have class. You know, they got homework they got to do, so they'll have to, you know, attend to that kind of stuff. And then Monday, you know, we'll definitely have some guys on the ice, some guys, you know, in the weight room. We'll have to kind of sort through the situation and see who needs what, kind of as an as needed basis, maybe per guy. And then Tuesday, hopefully have a good practice. Wednesday, have a good practice, and we're right back on the bus at 5 a.m. or whatever it is on Thursday.
All right, Dave, thanks for joining us. Have a good time. We'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Tom.
That's the assistant coach, Dave Sensor, with his thoughts and comments on the Johnson Automotive postgame show. Dogs fall 4-3 tonight to the Minnesota State Mavericks. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the box score and the audio highlights. This is Ferris State Division I College Hockey live on the Bulldog Sports Network in sunny 97.3 FM, the voice of the Bulldogs.